KI4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chute portion. This being Wednesday night, the rag chute portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the rag chute portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had a few folks that use the pre-check-in function on the repeater tonight. We got W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred, and his sweet bride, and 4IEI, that's Miss Isla, they're up Traveler's Rest. And N4WRO, Mr. Bill, over here in Easley. And KA5WLL, that's Mr. Leroy over at Taylor's. And K4XMR, Mr. Mel, down in Prosperity. And KO4QLG, Mr. Chris, he's over in Liberty. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John, he's up in Brown Summit. And KI4LZI, Mr. Andy, up there at Table Rock. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew, down in Simpsonville. And KO4ULP, that's Mr. Alexander, up in Traveler's Rest. And K1CJW, Mr. Roland, over in Pickens. And KO4RUR, that's Mr. Chris, he's over in Greenville. And KJ4HKC, that's Mr. John, he's down in Belton. Appreciate all these fine folks using the pre-check-in function on the repeater. If y'all are listening, I hope y'all are doing well. Let's try EchoLink stations now. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, please check in Whiskey 4, Mike Hotel, Marshall, in Jacksonville, Florida. I'll be negative and negative tonight, but I will stay around for the swap meet. Thanks, Gary.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to say good evening to W4MKH, Mr. Marshall, down there in Jacksonville, Florida. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Marshall. Hope you're doing well. Any other EchoLink stations? EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Yeah, KI4DOS, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango Sierra, Jim, and Pelzer. Be negative and negative, just listening. See how you're doing.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KW4TS. That's my buddy Jim down here in Pelzer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. Oh, I'm doing fine. I hope you are doing well and hope you're recuperating. Your recuperation is going well.
I'm doing a lot better than I was a couple weeks ago. I went back to work Monday. Not moving quite as fast as I used to, but I kind of explained to him that means I'm doing quality work.
There you go, buddy. Well, at least you're back at work. That's the main thing. And I am glad that you're doing better and glad your things went well. But you take care down there, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. Got another pre-check in. I got KO4PXB, Mr. Lloyd, down in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Lloyd. We'll move up to the alphabet now, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
Wes. Please check in KG4 PFI, Don. KG4 QLQ, Linden. And you know where we are. You've been down here before. We're in Piedmont. Good evening, you and everybody on the net. We'll just be in now.
DOS. DOS. Good evening, Jerry. Please check in Kilowatt 4, Oscar India Mike. Well, if you're Lake Bowen in Edmond, I'll be negative and negative, but I'll stick around for the swamp meet and tell Miss Joy and yourself season's greeting, Gary.
For DOS, could you please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred, mobiling to work in Piedmont tonight. 7-3 to you, Gary, Miss Joy, and everyone else on the net. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
For DOS, Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Name is Chad. QTH is Campobello. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. Her name is Anna. QTH also Campobello. And we'll hang around for comments tonight, Mr. Geary.
For DOS, check in K4OSH, Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra Hotel. Pat, mobile in Fountain Inn, no traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
For DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening, KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena and her husband, Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all done in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. And KG4PFI. That's my big old tall buddy, Don, and his sweet bride, KG4QLQ. That's Miss Linda. They're down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Don. Tell Linda we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And K4OIM, that's Mr. Walt. He's up there at Lake Bowen in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt. And KO4NNH, that's Mr. Fred. He's mobile down there in Piedmont tonight on the way to work. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fred. Don't work too hard. Have a good evening. And KO4NUE, that's Mr. Chad and his sweet bride, KO4RYP. That's Miss Anna. They're up in Campobello. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Chad. Tell Miss Anna we said hello, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. And K4OSH, Mr. Pat, he's mobile in Fountain Inn tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Pat. You be careful out there on the mobile. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Return November 1, X-ray radio. Michael, I'm mobile in Livonia, Georgia. I'll be negative and negative. I'm still making it in their feeder.
We'd like to say good evening to N1XRR. Mr. Michael, he's mobile down there in Livonia, Georgia tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Michael. You be careful out there on the mobile. Let's move on up to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
West, please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. And hey, Chad. Negative, Gary.
KO4NUE. Nice to hear you, bud.
TOS. Please check in Kilo 4 Romeo Oscar Whiskey. K4ROW Rich and Greenwood. Negative and negative.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening to M0TR. That's Mr. Tom. He's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. And Tom, you may be negative, but Miss Bernice sure is positive. She puts up with you. Tell her I said aye. Also like to say good evening to K4ROW. Mr. Richard, he's over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo 4, Romeo Mike. K4, RM Fred. Also, my wife Mary. November 4, Mike, Romeo Yankee. N4, MRY. Also, our son Ben. K04, RIM. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo, India Mike. We're all at home tonight in Piedmont, Gary. A pleasant good evening to you and all on the net. No traffic, no table.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to K4RM. That's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride, and 4MRY, Miss Mary, and their son, KO4RIM. And his name's Ben, right, Fred? All righty, and they're all down there in Piedmont. Good representation from Piedmont tonight. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Fred. Tell Miss Mary we said hello, and tell Mr. Ben I said congratulations on getting his call. Look forward to him upgrading here soon. don't know what his class is, but I'm sure he'll upgrade. But y'all have a good evening down there, Fred. Let's move on up in the alphabet to the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hotel Foxtrot Kilo Bravo. Good evening, Gary. Enjoying everybody on there. Just check me in and out, but I'll be listening.
KOS. Please check in Kilo November 4, Uniform Papa Yankee. KN4 UPY Hanson. And also check in KO4 UFP. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Uniform Foxtrot Papa. My wife, Misty. We're here in Anderson. We're negative and negative. Thanks for calling that. Good evening to everybody on the net. 73.
For WFU, Ken in Somerville, we are in and out.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KE4ZHF, Mr. Keith up there in Columbus. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith, and Joy said to tell you hello. I also like to say good evening to KN4UPY, Mr. Hanson, and his sweet bride, KO4UFP, Miss Misty. They're down in Anderson. I'll get that out in a minute. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Hanson. Tell Misty we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And K4WFU, Mr. Ken, down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ken. And Ken, the battery's charged up, but I got an ER1 message on that. That means the memory batteries are kaput in these HDs. I'm going to get that replaced, and if everything works well, I'll get back in touch with you on that, okay?
Yeah, sounds good. Ain't no big deal. Just whenever you get a chance. I'll be here,
K4WFU. I told you I'd let you know about them, and since you checked in, I thought I'd take that opportunity to do that. We'll keep you informed. You take care down there. Additional stations, Uniform Through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Go ask. Play Echo Link stations up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, KI4DOS, hello Gary, if you will check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood, good evening Gary to yourself and all who are on the net, be negative and negative, Gary if you will, do be sure and tell us that we say hello.
And I would like to say good evening. KA4PQA. That's Mr. Stephen down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello, and I'll relay your message to Joey. Still got one more Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. That echo station that's up, KO4VAU, if you do not have audio capabilities, shoot me a text message so I can get you in my logbook tonight. Love to have you listed on my log. In the meantime, we'll move up in the alphabet to the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS.
Gary, please check in. Kilo, Mike, 4, Bravo, Lima, Hotel, KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. No traffic, no comments.
It's KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Had a train wreck right there at the beginning. Had the Echolink station coming in and somebody else, and I couldn't get either one of you. I got W4DJW, Mr. Dave, over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. And KM4BLH, that's Mr. Kurt. He's over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kurt. Echolink station, go ahead.
Hey, sing check.
Hello, what's that? Hey, you all here? I gotta get to work. My call time is... Okay, yeah. Hold on. Are you uncomfortable? Yes. Hey, we are just here to document the special moment of the first Queen's music video. There is nothing to worry about, okay? No need to be extra.
I'm ready to be extra, extra. Solo?
It's a new mama. Really nice to meet you, huh? I have heard so much about you. Can I have our recording? Or then we're not here.
Never like to say good evening to KO4VAU. He's a new ham. he had his took a minute to unkey on his echo link there. But we got you in the log. He sent me a text message as well, so I got him via over the radio and text message. So we got you in the log. Hope everything goes well. He said his echo link is screwy sometimes. but we got you in the log. Thanks for being with us tonight. And now we'll continue with the RF check-ins in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Kilo, Kilo, 4, Bravo, Golf, Romeo, Red, Gaff, now be negative and negative.
Oscar, 4, Bravo, Delta, Mike, Jim and Taylor's, negative, negative.
KOS, please check in Kilo, Bravo, 2, Bravo, Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight, 73s to you and everybody on the net.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening to KK4BGR, Mr. Brett up there in Gaffney. Brett, I hadn't heard you in a long time. Hope you're doing well there, young man. Good hearing you on the air again. And KO4BDM, Mr. Jim. He's over at Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. Hope you're doing well. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. And KI4DGY, that's my son Anthony up there in Charlotte. Got him on the phone just a little bit ago. He called to wish me a happy birthday. That was last week. So I'm telling on him a little bit. But he did remember and he gave me a call, so I got him in the log. Alrighty, let's see. Let's move up to the Echo through Hotel group, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS.
Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. Accuracy Penrose, and I will be in and out tonight, please.
I 4 DOS. Let's check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November Harry in Candler, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative tonight, Gary. Thanks.
4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KO4HKX. Mr. Patrick up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Patrick. Tell the family we said hello. Hope y'all are doing good. And KC4EZN, Mr. Harry up there in Candler, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Echo through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. To the patient group on Wednesday night, which is Indy I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
Yes. You and Miss Joy are well. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thank you for calling the net, Gary. Good evening to you and Joy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
EOS. And Kilowatt Echo 4, India Romeo, Steve and Inman. And I'll be negative and negative.
4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO, Mr. James up there in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid. He's up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. And Sid, you won the number 50 door prize tonight. You were number 50 on my list. Appreciate you being with us and hope y'all are doing well. And KE4IR, Mr. Steve, he's up there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. Hope you're doing well. And K3JOY, of course, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. She's in the other room watching some TV tonight. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. This is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment, although I'll have my ears open on the SWAT net. There's something that you talked about last week that perked my ears up, so I'll be listening. KO4JKB.
4DOS. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone out there, have a good night. 73. 4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're up there over there in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. Got another Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Good evening to AK4HR. That's Mr. Mike. Now, he didn't tell me where he's at tonight, but he's normally in Simpsonville. He said check him in and out. No traffic and no comments via text message on the Echo Link. Let's open it up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. This is K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
4 DOS.
This is K4REI, Walt in Hendersonville, North Carolina.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening to K4XB. That's Mr. Tommy down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And K4REI, Mr. Walt, he's up there in Hendersonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt. Any others all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Got most everybody for the time being. This is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for all those folks checking in with us tonight. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chute portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything that they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS. For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net, first item we got on the swap net book tonight is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT767GX. That's an HF transceiver. He would like $600 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a NISBE DG503. That's a digital SWR watt meter. Covers HF and VHF, 12 volts. He has the box and the manual. He would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Go ahead, Fred.
How much does it read up to 200 or 2,000 watts? What's the peak reading on that?
It's 200, Fred.
Okay, I missed hearing that. Thank you.
Yep. SKI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net continuing. The next item up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC745. It works as HF rig, works 160 through 10 meters, and he would like $275 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an MFJ 962D roller inductor tuner. That's a full legal limit inductor tuner, and he would like $200 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT767GX. This has the built-in antenna tuner. Has the power supply. It's in good condition. He has the box and the manual, and he would like $300 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's an Astron RS35A. That's a linear power supply. He would like $135 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS140S. He said he would like $250 for it or best offer. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. Fella has two Kenwood TS520s. One's a 520 and one is a 520S. Do not know if these transmitters are working or not, but he said they would take $300 for both of them. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a homebrew power supply. This power supply is at least a 35-amp power supply. He would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Kenwood MC50 desk mic. He would like $60 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a high gain TH3 Junior. That's a dry band beam antenna, 10, 15, 20 meters. He would like $200 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Here to see if we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net continuing. The next item up is for sale. It's an EQ Plus equalizer. It would like $200 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Mup is for sale. Fella has two MFJ 490 menu-driven memory keyers. They would like $140 each for these keyers. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Buddy Pole Deluxe HF antenna with a carrying case. They would like $200 for it. Does anyone need any fields?
This is Duncan, KO4JKB. I could get some fields on that Buddy Pole.
I am selling that for a silent key. We can talk now, or you can give me a call on the phone after the net if you'd like, or however you want to do that. Over.
To make things go, you know, exponentially easy, I'll give you a call. I'll look you up on QRZ and give you a call for sure. But, yeah, I'm very interested in that.
My phone number is 864-567-1101. Copy.
Copy that. 864-567-1101. KO4JKB. Thanks so much, Gary.
All righty, Duncan. Just give me a call after the net, and we'll go from there. While we got a break here, do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. 4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net continuing. The next item up is for sale. It's a Vertex Standard VX1700. That's an HF transceiver. He would like $600 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an MAT-30 automatic antenna tuner. It would like $140 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an AKG D65S microphone. It would like $40 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Radio Shack HTX100. That's a 10-meter transceiver. It would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's an MFJ 259B antenna analyzer. They would like $175 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Pyramid 12-amp power supply. It's 12 volt or 13.8 volts, 12 amps. It would like $40 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. Fella has two 10-foot sections of Ron 25G tower. It would like $75 each for these 10-foot sections. Does anyone need any fields? The item we got on the swap net book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's the top section of Ron 25G with the mast pipe. This thing goes up and tapers down into a big, about a 3-inch tube. Run your mast pipe up through, and they would like $125 for the top section of this Ron 25G. Does anyone need any fields? That's going to conclude the reading of the SwapNet book. Appreciate all you fine folks that stay around and listen to the reading of the SwapNet book. Had some new items on there tonight. That's from another silent key. That's from Steve, K4ZZX. His bride called me, and when I went over and checked his stuff out, and that's what the last items we had on the SwapNet tonight. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Bringing the repeater up, but they're not saying anything. If you're talking, you don't have any audio. So if you'd like to check in, call KI4DOS. The rags you now got one that's brave enough to stay around and talk with me tonight, and that's Mr. Chad, KO4NUE, over there in Campobello. Husband of the most amazing woman in the world, what have you been up to today there, young man?
How are you tonight? Please tell Miss Joy that me and Anna said hello. I won't hold you long. I just want to drop by and say hello to you and everybody on the net. And I'm a little confused. I can't remember the last time we talked. Who did we determine was the ugliest man in the world?
When I die, you're going to be the ugliest man in the world.
Just checking. Thank you for reminding me. And I agree 100%. This is KO4NUE. I'll be clear, Gary. Y'all have a wonderful night.
Going nowhere yet. Oh, my goodness. No, it's, you know, it takes a lot of years to get this ugly, Chad. You know, I'm a little older than you are. But my son Anthony up there in Charlotte called me earlier this evening, and he was all up in a fit, you know. He said, 2 weeks ago, Daddy, he said, I thought I'd missed your birthday, and he said, I pitched a fit, and Caroline, that's his wife, finally calmed me down, and he said, told me to check my phone, and he said, my phone said your birthday was all day the 25th and all day the 26th of November. He said, which is it? And I told him. He said, okay. He said, I don't know why my phone didn't remind me. He's got it in a reminder thing on his phone. And I said, well, don't worry about it. I said, you remembered to call me. He said, yeah, but I'm real late, and I didn't mean to be. And we got to talking on, and he finally got calmed down. But he was upset that he had missed my birthday. I said, well, you might not have got me anyway. And he said, why is that? I said, because I wasn't at home. I was out in the woods, and I was having fun. And he said, oh, well, I don't feel quite so bad then.
That's good. That's a good one. A couple of years ago, my wife's birthday is in March, and I always kind of struggle with birthdays and anniversaries and things like that. And totally missed her birthday. She never said a word the whole month of March. So I kind of try to remember her birthday by, it starts with the letter M. So May rolls around. And I celebrated her birthday in May because it started with an M. And she says, my birthday was in March, and it's May. And I said, well, I remember it because I don't know what I was thinking, but I just totally missed it by months. But bless her heart, she never said a word. But she accepted it with grace, and we went ahead and had a little birthday party anyway. So, you know, I can't be the second ugliest man and be smart, too. I have to be one or the other. So I guess I'm just going to have to be stuck as the second ugliest man.
Tell Miss Anna that Joy's philosophy as far as birthdays go, you have your birthday. And in 51 years, or you celebrate your birthday on your birthday, and 51 weeks and 6 days following your birthday is all celebration. And then the next time it rolls around, you get to start all over again. So we celebrate birthdays and stuff like that all year round around here.
So a couple of years ago, about 2-3 years ago, we had, I struggled with our wedding anniversary, which is in October, and I worn the inside of the ring out and needed the ring to be sized a little bigger, so I always struggle with our anniversary, so when we took it to the jeweler for repair, we had him put our anniversary date inside the ring, so I would never forget it. And I have laid my wedding band down somewhere in the shop and can't find it. So I've got to try to find it so I can remember when our wedding anniversary is. But I'm just not good at things like that, I guess. And she's pretty graceful with stuff like that. She knows I struggle with it. But I try to make up for it best I can. Sometimes it just don't work.
Understand that completely. Well, my wedding band is in there in Joy's ring box and her jewelry box thing in there in the bedroom. Unfortunately, I quit wearing mine. I was when I was working. I don't remember if I was in the shop or if I was just opening a trailer door or something, but it grabbed a hold of my ring and liked to pull my dang finger off. And I pulled it off and put it in my pocket. When I got home, I gave it to her, and I said, put this away. I said, it's not that, you know, a ring doesn't make me married or not, you know, so. But I said, I want you to put my ring away. I don't want nothing to happen to it, but the thing liked to pull my finger off today. And I showed her the skid marks on my finger, you know, and that sort of thing. And she graciously put it away, so it's in there, in her ring box. But I thought about getting me some kind of chain or something, you know, maybe some of that stainless steel cable that's 1/4 inch or 3/8 of an inch thick or something I got out yonder, put it around my neck, that way I wouldn't lose it.
I agree 100%. I'm down in the machine shop, and I just cannot wear the thing around that machinery. I can't do it. It's gonna get me in trouble. Get hung up or get mashed or something. And I've seen some kind of bad things happen with rings. When I was deployed. We had a soldier jump out of the back of a deuce and a half, and those things are pretty high off the ground, and got his wedding band hung on the troop seats in the back of the truck, and it just slipped the bottom of the skin off of his finger. I mean, it just slipped it off like a glove. I mean, it was not pretty. And I'm very careful with the rings and any kind of jewelry or watch or anything around rotating spindles, because that never ends well. I've been lucky and never, you know, had too much damage done. I've kind of mashed it flat a little bit one time, to where it was oval shaped, but didn't hurt or anything, but I'm just real careful with that.
And that situation completely. Had a friend of mine, a guy I was in service with. We flew and worked on the P-3 Orions, and he was a airframe mechanic, and he had been up in one of the access panels to get into the hydraulic system. And he was on a ladder, and he was coming down and had his hand inside. You know what a Zeus fastener is. That's that screw that you just, it's got a spring on it, and you push it in and turn it, and it locks. Well, his wedding band got caught on that, and the ladder tipped over somehow or another. I don't know if he was jerking over, trying to get his hand out, and caused the ladder to fall. Don't know why the ladder failed, but anyway, it did. And He's a was a pretty hefty feller, and when he dropped out that access panel in the aircraft, it was about probably 10 feet to the ground, and he doesn't have a ring finger anymore. He pulled that thing slap off, and of course he was in a lot of misery and all that. But we won't get into all these gory details about stuff like that. I was working on a truck one day, and had on a baggy shirt and a long sleeve, and was down there. I was working on a the clutch fan on one of these things, and this one's air operated, and it had an air leak right there, and the fan wasn't coming on. So instead of cutting the truck off, I just reached up there behind the fan blade and the belts and all that, and took my little wrench and started tightening that fitting up. And that fan belt caught my arm of my sleeve, and darn near pulled the whole shirt off. I didn't get my arm, but it tore that shirt off pieces.
That's not a fun situation. Years ago, when I got my first lathe, I had a Victor 16x40, and I went down to do some work on it. I forget what I was working on, and had a one of these quilted shirts. It wasn't a jacket, it wasn't a coat, it was just a kind of a quilted kind of shirt, and just wasn't thinking, and did not tuck my shirt tail in, and the lathe has got this big lead screw, this long shaft that's got Acme threads on it, and it grabbed my shirt. I was at a low RPM doing some threading, or getting ready to do some threading, and it grabbed my shirt tail and pulled me into the machine. And luckily I was able to hit the emergency stop on the machine to shut everything down. But you just have to be really careful with stuff like that, because it does not take long. And you're in a situation that you're hurt, and you didn't even, wasn't even thinking. I should have known better, and you do know better, but hindsight's always 20/20, but it sure did. It pulled me down into the carriage of the machine, and was, it was tight, and I panicked. It scared me. It really did. Had to end up cutting the emergency stop off and rotating the chuck by hand backwards to unwind my shirt from the lead screw. But I always tuck my shirt tail in, take my ring off, and take my wristwatch off. But I've laid my wedding band down somewhere in the shop. I'm sure I put it somewhere, but can't remember where I put it. And I'll open a drawer one day and say, oh, there it is. And, but you just have to be careful with stuff like that. It can be pretty dangerous. KO4NUE and KI4DOS.
DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net in the reaction portion with KO4NUE, Mr. Chad, over at Campobello. Yeah, Chad, when I went through electronics A school, they said, when you start working on a circuit, take all your jewelry off, put one hand in your back pocket, and leave the screwdriver in your toolbox. If you've got a plastic diddle stick or a wooden diddle stick or something like that, you can use it to touch a component or something, but keep your fingers out of the circuits in there, because some of them will get you and knock you across the room. I thought that was pretty good advice.
I don't mess with electricity. I'm okay with it. I'm not always confident enough to know, what I'm doing. I know enough to get by. But I've got a phase converter down here in the shop where I run, all the equipment runs on three phase. And I didn't want to get into Duke Power with putting three phase down here, because they're kind of proud of that. So I just put me a phase converter down here and turn their 220 into three phase so I can run the machines. But I'm okay with 110 and 220, but three phase sometimes kind of gets me all mixed up. I had a mentor in the military taught me that you remember three phase by three wire hook 'em up, four wire mess it up, and with three phase, if you get the B and C phase or the B and A phase mixed up, the machine runs. That's how you determine direction. So I put the phase converter in and wired it the way I thought it was supposed to be wired. I even called the tech support and had them, you know, check behind me. I took a picture of it, and yeah, that looks good. So I turned the phase converter on. Everything was good, but when I went and turned the machines on, everything run in reverse. So I had to shut everything down in reverse, you know, my B and A phase or B and C phase, whichever one it was. But, you know, it's always a struggle somehow, and I seem to figure it out. But I don't mess with that stuff too much without looking at a distance, you know. So my dad's a welder, and he's a retired welder. We've got some TIG machines down here in the shop, and with TIG, you run a TIG torch in your right hand, and you run a filler rod in your left. And let me let this thing drop, Gary. We got a drawer down there that says gloves for welding gloves. And when you open the drawer, there's no right-handed gloves in it. I'm not sure whatever happens to all the right-handed gloves. We got a drawer full of left-handed gloves. But my dad does all the TIG welding, and I decided a couple years ago that I would get into it and try to learn how to TIG weld. So Dad started teaching me, and I went down there one night to practice and turned the TIG head on and was, you know, had a little plasma arc going, and reached and grabbed the filler rod. And when I threw the filler rod to it, the filler rod touched the workpiece and the cathode on the TIG torch. It ate me up. I mean, it ate me up. And it's one of those that just hurts your bones when it hits you. You know, 400 hertz. And I learned right then why the drawer is full of left-handed gloves, because you put the glove on your left hand because that's what you hold the filler rod with. So when you touch the cathode, it doesn't eat you alive. But Dad came down the next day and saw the glove laying on the table. He just laughed because he knew what had happened. He said, that hurts, don't it? And I never had to tell him I got hit, but he knew just by seeing the glove on the table.
Oh, my goodness. That hurts just thinking about it, Chad. It really does. But, you know, that's why some people want us, you know, our parents, I guess. My dad did me some same way on a couple of things, but they let you learn the hard way, and that way you don't forget it. You know, that's the University of Hard Knocks, and I've got my degree from them, and but I've got the scars to go with it.
So Dad has a little saying with me when he's trying to teach me something, because I'm a little hard-headed. I know it doesn't show, but I am a little hard-headed. But he's learned to say, hey, you know, I need you to listen to what I'm fixing to tell you. And I'm going to tell you one time. And that's my cue to, okay, well, this is something I need to focus on, because he's going to teach me something here that's probably going to hurt me or make me pretty uncomfortable. But it took me until I was probably in my 30s to to understand what he was saying, because he had been there and done that, and he had learned the lesson the hard way. But he knows I don't listen well sometimes, so instead of arguing with me or just beating the point into the ground, he'll just say, okay, I'm going to tell you one time, and you need to listen. And I know then what to do, because that way I don't get hurt. But he doesn't miss anything. If he sees a certain tool laying out on the table, or he sees this, you know, the welding leads are messed up or rolled up, he's on me, you know. He's down there last week with the welding leads. Let me go to the same cycle, Gary.